Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. I need to schedule an in-home assessment.
Do you to get home care services in place, you mean?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Do you have an agency you're working with yet?
Yes, I'm working with Family First Care, and then I'm
Okay. Yeah, I assumed that because I think you dialed the wrong number. You dialed Family First. This is Family First you just called. So the number that you need to call to set up your first assessment is an 877 number. Did they send you that in a text?
No, I just spoke with Jasmine from Family First, and then she
Right.
gave, yeah, okay. So what's the
Okay.
877 number?
877
Yep.
550
Okay.
4227. Okay,
Awesome.
and when you call them, you're gonna say exactly like you did with me. You're just gonna say you need to set up first assessment. Is the patient that needs the assistance with you?
They are not.
Okay, because they are gonna need to speak with them directly as well. So you may want to wait until you're together to make that call.
Okay.
And there, did she go over any of the financial requirements or anything with you?
No.
Okay, so there is a financial limit. The patient cannot make more than $2,900 per month in income. So if they're on Social Security or get a pension, it can't exceed $2,900 a month, and that's their own personal income, not the household. And then they can't have more than $8,000 in cash resources in the bank.
Okay.
Okay, and there are some other different considerations if they own a home that the state will go review with you. And that's pretty much it. Do you think that she would fall within those parameters?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, let me make sure. Is it for Matthew?
No, it's for
Okay, let me.
Mary and Rick. Yeah.
All right, let me see if it's in here yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised because the lady I spoke to told me that I can call ahead of time and then they can just go expect a call from. Yeah, I'm just confused. Sorry.
I'm sorry, it's okay. All right, so what is this for your mom?
My mother and father-in-law.
Okay, what is their names?
It's Mary Ulrich, ULRICH. And then do you want,
Birthday, her
okay.
birthday.
The birth is 1856.
56.
Yep.
Okay, and your father?
It is 12-12. Hold on, I'm just trying to see right here. 12-12-53 is my father-in-law's, but it's actually 1859 for my
Okay.
mother-in-law.
Okay. And what is your father-in-law's name?
It's Richard Ulrich, same last
Okay.
name.
And what's the address?
It's 112 Lily Drive in Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
What's the zip code?
17522.
What county is that?
Lancaster County.
Okay. And you're planning on being the caregiver?
Yes.
And what was your name?
My name is Jessica Ulrich.
Okay,
Same last.
Jessica. Do you live in the same home as them?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right, and this is your number, 717-606-3441.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot you over a text with the information we just discussed. And if you have any questions, you can reach me on the number I'm texting from, okay? And then
Awesome.
someone from enrollment will reach out to you either later today or Monday to just get that date of the assessment when they schedule it so that we can follow up and make sure that the state does everything they're supposed to do in the time allotted, okay?
Okay, awesome. Yeah, is there any way like I could call them directly to set up a date or no?
Yeah, that's what I'm, but you would need to be with them. That's all I'm saying. Like your parents would need to give permission to speak to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, and then there's also a form you can fill out to be their, I guess it's called like a person. It's, you don't want to be their POA, because if you're their POA, then you will not be able to be their caregiver. But you can fill out a form saying that you're allowed to speak with them about this particular process.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, what was I going to say? It just went away. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to be with them later today. Because I actually have to take them somewhere today.
Okay. So I'm going to text you over the info and we will talk soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.